Public hearing is change of zone number 1940, Community Bank, Delaware.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.76 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southwest corner of the intersection of Indian Mission Road, which is Route 5, and John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24. The 911 addresses are 31816 and 24882 Indian Mission Road, Millsborough, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 23, Parcel 262.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, a copy of the applicant's site plan, we have a copy of the staff analysis, and we have received a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. I would note that we have received zero comments and zero mail returns. Thank you.
All right, we thank you.
Good evening. I'm still Mackenzie Pete, and I still work at the law firm of Baird Mandelis Brockstead. I am here on behalf of Community Bank Delaware with Stephen Spence as member of the board of directors of the bank and John Snow as the same, as well as Alan Dechter, PE with Pannoni, who's also present should there be any technical questions that I'm unable to answer.
And Doug Ward, who's the architect.
Thank you. And Doug Ward,
Doug
who is
Warner,
Doug Warner, who is the architect.
You also didn't introduce yourself, but I'm going to let it go.
We can actually.
Good evening. I'm sorry. My name is Stephen Spence, and I'm a resident of Rehoboth, Delaware, and I'm also considered, I suppose, the applicant for Community Bank Delaware.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Spence. Alex Pires, CEO. And Jack Riddle, president of the bank, also wished to be here tonight, but they are dealing with personal and family illness issues. So they are unable to be here, but they wish they could be here, which I feel is important to say. The applicant is proposing to rezone a 1.76 acre parcel, more or less, located on the southwest corner of the intersection of Route 24 and Route 5, identified as 31816 and 24822 Indian Mission Road, Millsboro, Delaware, from AR1 to C2 medium commercial. Director Whitehouse, could you please put on the overlay district for the zoning? Thank you. The applicant's submission includes its land use application, DelDOT's service level evaluation request recommending a TIS, or in the alternative, the applicant's payment of an area-wide study fee of $10 per day, per daily trip, in lieu of performing a TIS, Sussex County Engineering Department's Utility Planning and Design Review Division comments, a boundary plat and legal description prepared by Pannoni, a conceptual plan prepared by Pannoni, should the property be rezoned to allow for development of a future bank or a similar permitted use intended to comply with county setbacks for C2 and applicable parking requirements. That site plan also shows access to the property off of Route 5. The applicant had a project coordination meeting with DelDOT, and they were directed to inquire with the owner of the adjacent shopping center to obtain access through the nearby shopping center. The applicant has contacted that owner and is engaged in discussions with them. So that is one option. If those discussions are not successful, then we'll circle back with DelDOT. Tidewater's will serve letters also included Sussex County Sewer District map confirming the property's location in Tier 1, aerial images of the site, the county zoning district map, and future land use map, which you'll notice this AR1 property is in a sea of commercially zoned properties, and the 2020 Delaware State Strategies and Investment Level map identifying this property as being located in Level 1 and 2. Sandy Tertino Norwood is the record owner of the property, and Community Bank Delaware is the equitable owner of the property, having entered into a contract to purchase. The applicant's reason for rezoning the property from AR1 to C2, as previously mentioned, is to develop a future branch office at the site or similarly permitted use in C2. The only request before you this evening is the applicant's rezoning request from AR1 to C2, and the applicant understands that it will subsequently have to go through site plan approval should the rezoning request be approved in the near future. Presently, the property consists of a dwelling in poor condition, overgrown vegetation, and a small cemetery. Should the rezoning be recommended for approval by this commission and granted by council in the near future, the existing home will be demolished and landscaping will be cleared soon after the bank acquires the property, and the small cemetery will be maintained. Rezoning this property from AR1 to C2 is consistent with the county's comprehensive plan and future land use map, will not diminish or impair property values in the surrounding neighborhood, will not create a public nuisance, and will not result in an increase in public expenditures. There are no wetlands on the property. The property is located in flood zone X, unshaded. Any sensitive historical features present on site, including the cemetery, will not be impacted by any construction activity or future use. Stormwater will be provided on site in accordance with current state of Delaware regulations. The property is not located in the groundwater protection zone, and the property will be served by public water and sewer service. The future land use map designates the subject property as being both in the coastal area and commercial area. All properties adjacent to the south have the same land use designation, with properties in the vicinity of the site in all directions having the land use designation as coastal area. Retail and office uses are appropriate in that area, including large shopping centers and office parks confined to selected locations with access along arterial roads. Retail, service, commercial, and mixed uses located along the arterial roads and highways like Route 24 are also considered appropriate designated uses in the commercial area. Additionally, Table 4.5-2, titled Zoning Districts Applicable to Future Land Use Categories, designates C2 as an applicable zoning district in the coastal area and commercial area. The purpose of the C2 district is to support uses that include retail sales and performance consumer services, and the proposed district permits a variety of retail, professional, and service businesses. Finally, rezoning of this property to C2 is also in character with similarly zoned properties adjacent to and in the vicinity of the site operating commercial businesses. Reviewing the Sussex County Zoning District map, as mentioned at the beginning of my presentation, the commission should take notice that this AR1 property is an AC of commercially zoned properties, with the adjacent parcel to the north being zoned C2, adjacent parcel to the south being subject to split zoning with C1 and CR1, and in the immediate vicinity of other properties zoned C1, CR1, and B1. Pannoni did prepare also a PowerPoint slide. It was PowerPoint slide number 4 that also identifies the number of medium to large scale commercial uses adjacent to and in the vicinity of the site, including Acadia Healthcare, Wawa, Rite Aid, Giant, and I'm sure Director Eisenhaus will pull that up. For all these reasons, the proposed rezoning.
Give it a second.
Sure. And I believe it's the fourth slide.
We've all seen it.
Yeah.
You've seen it. Okay, I'll keep going.
We've all been there.
For all these reasons?
This is not a new piece of property.
We're all wondering how that one got missed.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But you have to make a record.
I'll conclude. For all these reasons, the proposed rezoning of the property from AR1 to C2 is consistent with the comprehensive plan and future land use map, appropriately located at the intersection of Route 24 and 5 in the vicinity of other commercially zoned properties, where a general mixture of commercial and service activities presently exist, promoting the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. We appreciate your favorable consideration, and I will again entertain any questions.
All right, we'll see if anybody has any, and we'll start once again with Mr. Mears.
I have none, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Ms. Wingate.
You have none? Oh, you have one.
Oh, okay. I'm just curious, where is the cemetery on this site?
I believe, is actually delineated. You could speak to that, too.
I'm just curious. I didn't realize there was one on there.
Bring the parcel up for the aerial view.
It's approximately right here, in the small area right here.
Right there?
There are a few graves right there.
Family
Wow.
On the old house?
Yeah. I can't tell you the exact width, but I would say about 30 feet.
Yeah, right. Okay. You can have one. You can have your own in Delaware.
I was just curious. Thank you. I have no questions.
Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Hoy Stevens.
I have no questions.
Mr. Hopkins?
I have a 7 o'clock flight out of BWI in the morning. I have no questions.
Well, there you have it.
Counselor?
None, except for I appreciate the information on the cemetery, but that really doesn't play a role in a rezoning, you know, so we'll deal with that on site plan.
Rules for that.
Yeah.
Site plan approval.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Whitehouse, any questions?
Yes.
Okay. All right, then. We'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that's an interest in your application. Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1940, Community Bank Delaware? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1940? Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 1940, Community Bank Delaware?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one on the line who would like to speak.
All right, we thank you, operator. Commissioners, any further questions?
Thank you.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.